Okay, good afternoon. So I think that we're going to decide. We just finished up to chapter 7, yeah, last week. So verse 7, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, verse 7. And so I'm going to decide up to verse 7. Maybe MB, somebody not here last week. So I'm going to decide up to verse 7, and then we start from verse 7.
Lord, Jagaki Dumbo, the
Okay, verse 7. So, Kebat Marogonzevai, Tuan Najin, the Ni Pembazi, Dini Timi, Chiu Tunamji, Deju Delani, the Tower Cheese. So, in English, I forgot to bring my book. Yeah, again, sorry. Yeah, verse 7. Before verse 7, verse 6, we mentioned that may I be the medicine and the physical for the sick. May I be their nurse until their illness never. This, no, yeah? Recurs. This little different, yeah? Verse 7, chapter 1. Page 18, yeah? I decide from 35.
Lord of sages who have been contemplating for many times. Page 18 in the
Okay. Yeah, page 18. So last week we mentioned that verse 6, yeah? Virtue is perpetually evil, so feeble, while the power of vice and great and extremely dreadful. If there were no spirit of perfect awakening, what other virtue will overcome it? Yeah, in Tibetan we say, Dipat dapchen shen de mizhe ba, tenne dzobi chang chu sen me ba, gejin kang ge sij no ban jir. That's why here, if since we really don't have bodhicitta mind, so it's very difficult to abandon what do you say? Abandon kind of extremely, or it's very big misdeeds. It's very difficult to abandon sorrow. It's very difficult to eliminate our sorrow within our mind, yeah? With the misdeeds, yeah? It's very difficult to. So there is nothing method else bodhicitta to eliminate our sorrow. So because we have lots of misdeeds and lots of kind of problem for all of us because we don't have bodhicitta mind. Yeah, since we have bodhicitta mind, we don't have that much problem, kind of unhappiness. Yeah? That's why we don't have bodhisattva. We have lots of unhappiness, and then we are really kind of easy upset, and we are really easy to agitate and easy to angry, or lots of things come within our mind because we don't have bodhisattva mind. So that's why here, then chapter 7, keba tuma rogun zebai thuan na jin dni pembazi dini simi chiu sunaji dechu delani the tapa shis. Actually, chapter 7 in English, the word, the lots of sages.
Verse 7.
The lots of sages who have been contemplating for many eons have seen this alone as blessing by which joys is easily increased and immeasurable multitudes of beings are rescued. Yeah. So here mentioned that in many eons before Buddha, purpose of Buddha, purpose of Buddha generated bodhicitta mind, because many eons before Buddha saw that how people they suffer and how people have problem, and he saw that he understood that there is only one method to solve our problem. There's only one method that eliminate our suffering is the generating bodhicitta mind. Yeah, that's why bodhicitta mind is really essential to practice Dharma very seriously. So there's one story, like during the Gishipotoa time. Yeah, Potoa time. There's one old man. He always circumambulate in Tibet. People usually they used to circumambulate stupa. Yeah, so one day Potoa saw one person. One old man, he always circumambulated stupa. Then Potoa said, "You have to really practice Dharma." Then he thought that, "I'm practicing Dharma because I'm circumambulated. I'm circumambulated. I'm doing prostration." But Potoa said he doesn't. Potoa knew that he didn't have bodhicitta mind. Then he changed. Okay. Maybe he thought that Potoa means maybe I have to go back home and to do some pray, maybe recite something. Then he went back and then he do some pray, recite something. And then again, then Potoa said, "You have to really practice Dharma." Then what does it mean? I'm practice Dharma. I'm doing circumambulate, stupa, and I'm doing reciting sadhana. So then he asked, "What do you mean practice Dharma?" Then Potoa said, "Practice Dharma means you really have to practice. You have to meditate on bodhicitta mind. Since you don't have bodhicitta mind, even you accumulate, even you circumambulate stupa, even you doing prostration, is your external action doesn't work. It won't be meaningful." Yeah, that's most important, is you really have to have practiced bodhicitta mind. Yeah, so bodhicitta mind is really, really important for all of sentient beings. You see, dini simi chus dechu delani dutabas, all people gain ultimate happiness by practice bodhicitta. Once you really don't have bodhicitta mind, it's very difficult to obtain ultimate happiness. Yeah, that's why Buddha understood that generating bodhicitta is for the achievement goal for the people who, is for the ultimate goal of happiness. Yeah, that's why bodhicitta mind is the most important, as most precious. And whatever, even we do procession, even you do sit down, even you come to teaching, even you do pray, you have to have bodhicitta mind, generate motivation of bodhicitta mind. But we don't have bodhicitta mind. Still, we don't have bodhicitta mind. But we really have to practice kind of foundation of bodhicitta mind. What foundation of bodhicitta mind we have to have? Foundation of, that's why we say compassion and love, those love, everything we have to have. Since we don't have that, then just our practice is just like, is like superficial. It's really superficial. So that's why we really have to practice bodhicitta. Even sometimes we do pray. Even sometimes we pray to the Buddha or we pray to deity, ask to your help. Once you have bodhicitta mind, those deity and those Buddha automatically come towards you and automatically help you. Once you have bodhicitta mind. Once you don't have bodhicitta mind, once we don't concern towards other people, it's very difficult to help from the deity, or very difficult to protect by deity. It's very help from the Buddha. Yeah. That's why we really have to have kind of basic. That is the basic. That is the foundation. Yeah. Since we have bodhicitta mind and love, then like love and bodhicitta is like kind of root of tree. Since you have really good foundation, good root for the tree, then tree will grow up and have good fruits. Yeah. If really you don't plant tree on the just like a surface, it's very difficult to grow up and it's very difficult to have fruit. Yeah. So that's why we really have to practice the bodhicitta mind. So it's very, very important. Since you have bodhicitta, even you can control like kind of spirit. Even like sometimes people say, in my house, there's a ghost or there's something. It's always harming me. Yeah, they said, yeah. But actually there's no ghost or there is our mind project by ghost. Once that you have, if you really meditate on the bodhicitta mind, it will go away. There's one story, okay. There's one geshe from the Sera. He went back to Tibet, and then there's in Tibet, you have to go from Sera or garden behind the mountain. People are very scared to go there because they said when you go there, there's every time they have problem. They see ghosts, and many people scared and fear die from ghosts. Yeah, because never. Then one day, then Geshe, he went there and by himself, and then he said there is no God, ghost. Then people say, don't go there, you're going to die, you're going to have a problem. Then he went by himself, and that ghost or kind of spirit who did always chew near the, in the kind of isolated place, yeah? Then he did chew, and then before he died, when he did chew, yeah, he saw like kind of different spirits or kind of, while he's seeing spirits or ghosts, he has lots of fear and scare. Then when he die with scare, he die with fear, then he become like kind of ghost. Like, yeah. Then that Geshe, even he went there and they're kind of like, that person even he's really kind of who did chew, yeah? And who died with scare and become ghost, yeah? Then he has really lost a kind of powerful to emanate like manifest like himself like mountain. He has kind of he has power, a kind of that power. But since he doesn't have bodhicitta mind, then you're gonna die and you rebirth in kind of some lower realm, like kind of. Then Geshe went to there, and even Geshe see lots of kind of his kind of immune this spirit, yeah. Then Geshe meditated on bodhicitta, and then after that Geshe bodhicitta, then Geshe really meditated on him and feel him sorry about that, everything, and then after that, Geshe dominated him, and then he talked with Geshe, and previous I did kind of this and sure, or whatever I did, then I think so, Geshe gave him like kind of vow, Genye vow, and then he became some, he rebirthed in some other realms, something. That's a kind of story, yeah? So even in India, Tibet, they have lots of Lama goes to the cemetery, and then, yeah, lots of spirits walk around there, and like kind of this, yeah. That means even you have power, even you did lots of things, even you have power to fly, fly to in the sky, even you have rainbow body, once you have done, once you don't have bodhicitta mind, then it's very difficult to increase your virtue, and it's very difficult to rebirth in a higher realm. Yeah, that means we really have to have bodhicitta mind. Once you have bodhicitta mind, even you accumulate a little bit merits, even you do with something, then all your virtues increase. It's what we say, merchulia. Yeah? It's merchulia. Yeah? Yeah, merchul. Your virtue will be multiply. Yeah, multiply. Yeah, that's why since you have bodhicitta, once you don't have, if you do something without bodhicitta mind, yeah, your virtue cannot be multiple. Yeah, yeah, that's why bodhicitta is, that is the much important. Yeah, so even you think about that, we cannot attain enlightenment without bodhicitta mind. Yeah, we cannot get in stage of bodhicitta path without bodhicitta mind. Yeah, that's why bodhicitta mind we have to have. But even we don't have bodhicitta, we really have to have foundation, kind of love and compassion. Everybody have kind of, even monks, whatever they have, like anger, jealousy, whatever you have. Since you have to really have feel. When you wish other people, when you see other people's problem, you feel, cry yourself. Kind of that concern to other people. Yeah? Yeah, you feel some sorry, other people feel like cry, oh, like, it's kind of, yeah. That's why once you really think towards other people, concern towards other people, then see other people's suffering, then think towards other people, it will be habituate to do something, to practice, to meditate. Yeah? So only physical action is not enough without bodhicitta mind. Even if you practice tantra, sutra, once you don't have bodhicitta mind, then our practice will be, I think so, is really a little bit surface or superficial. So it's really important to have bodhicitta mind, yeah? Then, chapter 8, yeah? Verse 8. Sivi dunge jata jam doji, sunje mede sewan doba na, deman jata choban dobe jan, chanchu, senyi tadu, tammi shahas. Yeah? Those who long to overcome the abundant miseries of mundane existence, those who wish to dispel the adversities of sentient beings, and those who earn to experience a myriad, what is it? Myriad, yeah? Myriad of joys should never forsake the spirit of awakening, yeah? But anyway, here, main point is, Changju Senyi Tata Tami Shas, is a Sibi Dungye Jata Jomduji. Usually this, in Tibet, you have to, last verse, you have to put back each word, like, Sibi Dungye Jata Jomduji, Changju Senyi Tata Tami Shas. If you really want to, Sibi Dungye is misery of existence, misery of samsara, you have to have, you never release your bodhicitta mind. Yeah? Then sujjhim middesa anubha, people who are unhappy, you never release your bodhicitta mind. Dhammajara, if you really want to practice lots of virtues and whatever, accumulate lots of merit, you never release bodhicitta mind. You have to have bodhicitta mind. So even like we're really unhappy, you know, we really sometimes like feel stress and then feel jealous each other. Then you see some other people's like kind of unappropriate actions for you. Then you meditate on bodhicitta mind. It will not be frustrated at you. Yeah? Because we cannot really, that's why bodhicitta mind, you cannot, what is it? Your suffering of cyclic existence, your suffering of samsara is cannot eliminate by just doing praying. Yeah? Yeah, since you have bodhicitta mind, like if I really kind of suffer, yeah, suffer, like if I have like headache, something problem, yeah, that's I think towards other people. My headache is for the other sentient beings. Yeah, I have a headache. Yeah, even you have jealous, angry with some people. Why I angry with him? He has been my mom. He has been my, just like kind of this, yeah? He has been my mom, man. He's really kindness to me. He's also part of sentient beings. Why I have to hang angry with him? Yeah, somebody even like they don't talk each other, yeah? Why I don't talk with him? He has been my mom. He has been my father, whatever, you know? You can think that like that. This is then, it will make people close to you. Maybe if like, okay, I argue with Zoba, I angry with him. Then do I keep him angry with him? No, but, yeah, we never argue. I have never been angry with him, but never upset with him. But sometimes, you know, if I angry with him, I just keep 5 minutes. Then I think about that. Why angry with him? Why I keep him that angry? Why I hurt myself? He is, because we practice Dharma, we always desire for help sentient beings. He is a part of sentient beings. He is object of bodhicitta mind. That's what we think. And then, is bodhicitta can help to your feeling, sorrow, yeah? Suffering, yeah? Suffering of anger, suffering of jealous, everything, yeah? That's really, we have to have, bodhicitta mind. Then, those all suffering can eliminate by meditate on bodhicitta mind. And also, even you have virtues, yeah? You have to have bodhicitta mind. Once you don't have bodhicitta mind, your virtues is very difficult to increase. Yeah? Because we, end of puja, whatever, our virtue dedicate to the, enlightenment, yeah? Attain enlightenment, leverage, attain enlightenment. Attain enlightenment for the sentient beings, yeah? It's not enough. Once you don't have bodhicitta mind, it's very difficult to dedicate to attain enlightenment. Why dedicate to attain enlightenment? Because once we don't have bodhicitta mind, our virtue, those destroyed by anger, jealous, yeah? That's what we dedicate to attain enlightenment. Yeah, bodhicitta mind. And if we really think very seriously, once we don't have bodhicitta mind, it's really, even I feel like myself, it's really just like, I know that I don't have bodhicitta mind. It's really nothing. What should I do? Because since we don't have bodhicitta, since we don't have that practice, how we engage to practice Dhamma seriously?
On this part, he mentioned if you just dedicate to achieve higher river, then once you achieve that, your virtue is gone. But if you dedicate to achieve enlightenment, then you last forever.
Yeah, yeah, last forever. This will come here. Yeah.
Because for his own teaching, for answer to your
question.
Otherwise, once you say, oh, you create a river, that's it. Your mirror is gone.
Yeah, anyway, we have to have bodhicitta for to open our mind. Yeah, since we have bodhicitta mind, we'll open mind, and we feel other people's problem, concentrate towards other people. This bodhicitta mind here in a bodhicitta way of life, God bodhicitta way of life, is what we are learning, what we are challenging. We challenge against our selfish and generate concern towards other people. Practice how to concern towards other people. How to help other people and how to reduce selfish, yeah? Because when, okay, sometimes we cold. Okay, I cold. I feel no good. Here, my room is no good. Okay, I cannot stay in the sun. I cannot do anything in the sun. Sometimes you think about how people there, like constructors, those work in the sun, like day by day, like kind of think of those other people's suffering problem, you know? Then you just stay in the sun like 5 minutes is nothing. Somebody did do like in sun 1 hour, 2 hours, somebody, oh, like crying, okay, just maybe 10 minutes, oh, I burn, by the way, lots of the, what do you say, complain. It's not that complain, you know? We are practice bodhicitta and then think about other people's. Even in house, we have problem. You think about homeless people. They don't have house. We suffer. That's why sometimes we do nyune, yeah? Why we are doing nyune? We feel other people suffering. Why we don't eat? Why we do prostration and tired, yeah? It means we feel other people suffering. Okay, if I don't eat, if I'm hungry like this, then how... If I rebirth in lower realm, hunger goes, then what should I do? How do I feel? This is for the practice of bodhicitta mind. Yeah, we just talk and we don't feel anything. That is really is bad. Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay, then verse 9, yeah. Changchu sinji chuna kiji gi koi tsunra dambi nyanta na deshi namji seshi jisha chin jiden lami jibi chajan jirus. Ya. O nima la tashi dele.
To tashi shim chi.
O nima la. Ni. Namasu dunima yinlame la shin rote da nima la.
Nasa rim chi nasu.
Nasa nima la. Ni. Tatang ye diba yinji no di si wa ni ya nyimala di mandi na ya roba na ro.
Yes, yes.
Lasa nyimala ho. Then verse 9 ya. Changchu senji chuna kiji gi koi zunra dambi nyamta na. Deshi namji seshi jyusha jin jiten lami jebe chashan jyurus. In chapter 9 in English, when the spirit of awakening has arisen in an instant, a wretch who is bound in the prison of circle of existence is called a child of Sugata and becomes worthy of reverence in the world of gods and humans. Yeah, so once we have bodhicitta mind, even you are really, really very poor. Even you really don't have like a house, whatever, you know. So you will be the object of prostration of people. You will be object of people who take refuge once you have bodhicitta mind. Yeah? So you will be the they call a deshi namji seji. is the son of Bodhisattva. Son of Bodhisattva means you will be, usually they call son. Yeah, son of Buddha, yeah. Son of Buddha. You will be the son of Buddha. Yeah? So, actually, Sanje Chanchu Senpa Le Chungji. Masa de Oma Jiba Nalo La Ya. Sanje Chanchu Senpa Le Chungji. Niji Senta Nisi Milo Dansi. Chanchu Senne Jase Namji Ju. Chanchu Senne Jase Namji Juus. Chanchu Senne Jayu Se Namji Juus Lodu Samba La Ya. Chidangi Sanje Chanchu Senpa Le Chumba Re. Sanje Karasana Chanchu Senpa Le Chumba De. Chanchu Senge Nyele Chepa Le Tene Chumba Re.
In the Majjhima Avatar, where you see the Buddhas are actually born from the Bodhisattvas. So by what is meant by the Buddhas are actually born from the Bodhisattvas here is the state of complete enlightenment is actually caused by the Bodhicitta. So the Bodhicitta is actually served as a substantial cause for giving rise to the state of enlightenment. It is therefore in the statement that you find the Buddhas are actually born from Bodhisattvas.
Dinza ani ta kozogi ani kesi ani sanje chanchu sembale tumba ina sanje khona chanchu sembale tumba ina chanchu sembale jayi ses an karchin lagures ngazog so na lo ses lo zambale bugus lagura Changju Sembalaya, any Sanjay books and Karchin Lagudis Lodu Sambalaya, Chidangi, any Changju Senda, any Chidangi Karsana, any Tomar, any Chigi, Kalore, Changju Senda, any Sanjay, Takanda Sanjay, Changju Sende, any Sanjay Loss of the Negi, any Linchi Chichin Chevalatene, and Dusjene Takanda, any Changju Sendos of Ranji Chevalatene. अनि सीएस नतो सिन जियो बारेस को निने जेबा इनाया निने जेबा न गेग मारेस ता गांदा लेंजी शेजे
चाजु सेम के लेंजी शेकिन चे सुंबेर
आ पेंसो जो जेबा ला देने
अनि सान के बरेस ए सान के सान के
ओ द लोग रे सो
गरम छ हो बस गांदा सान के सान के चाजु सेम बले टुंग सिंगे दे दिस वो रे
सो आ सान के चाजु सेम बले टुंग से दे अनि सान के चाजु सेम बा सान के निने इबा इनाया Changchu Sen la ya Sanje ki JVCS logo res. JVCS logo the karas lodu sambale ya ani Changchu Sen de ani Sanje ki linji shejin tro che bala dene ani de Changchu Sen la so ba ranju la che bala dene ranju la che bala dene ani dne chin ya ani ngo kong pe chin ya ani chi ji la pen se jin de chin tro chin.
So since the Buddhas are born from the Bodhisattvas, and why the Bodhisattvas call the child of Sugatas or the child of Buddhas, is because again here the Bodhisattva or the Bodhicitta is actually coming into being by the Buddha who again serves as a core cooperative condition for giving rise to Bodhicitta. So therefore it is like, you know, Chigdo Chiks, which means the one favoring another, which means the awakening, the state of complete enlightenment is actually born from the Bodhicitta. And then the Bodhicitta here, the Bodhicitta, when speaking of the Bodhicitta, it's coming into being due to the Buddha who again served as a cooperative condition for giving rise to the Bodhicitta.
So actually there is a kind of little bit Uman juba nalo di zoba momo jure nga ta yabu tengi mudu.
Yeah, so I can't remember very carefully. A lot of debates may take in this statement and Madhyamaka Avatara.
Yeah, they have a kind of little bit kind of debate something about the cause of bodhicitta mind, and bodhisattva is cause of Buddha, and bodhisattva is cause of Sanjegi and Debuchi Vichanchu sense lovers. Chidan Chanchu sent Kora Sanjegi Nyanere, Sanjegi and Debuchi Vichanchu sent the Laya and the Jesus lovers. Is a Sanjay Korang and Debuchi Vichanchu sent you chore is it? What did they love it? And that doesn't. Chidan did so long with you and I would tell you.
So there are a lot of, although Dimitri said he doesn't remember all this, the debates that is involved in this particular statement. But one thing that I remember is, in general, bodhisattva is, in general, the bodhisattva is the cause of Buddhas. But then also, it is not contradictory to say there is a bodhisattva who is as a result of the power, who is caused by the Buddha. So there is no contradictory of having a bodhisattva who is a result of the Buddha as well.
Okay, so even here, verse 9, yeah, you will be object of refuge and you will be object of prostration. Also, even you, even you really don't have bodhicitta mind, if you really concern towards other people very sincerely, if you really kind of have strong motivation to help other people, then all people close to you and all people friends towards you, yeah? Because like us, it's very difficult to close to each other, and because we really cannot show our sincere love to each other, sincere compassion to each other, and everything like with agitate. Yeah, that's why we cannot really enter each other. It's very difficult, and we say enter each other, because that means we really don't have, our mind is not stable, and we really don't have strong love each other. Because like father and kids, some is not all, yeah? Kids, mom and father, sometimes they, when they were young, or like, they have really strong, very pure love each other. I mean, pure doesn't mean like too much agitated, but of course attachment, love, but their pure love. Yeah, since the son, kids grow up, is little bit love, will be love towards the parents, will be like kind of superficial, is surface. That means they can stand on their feet, they become selfish, they think they can do everything, they think I don't have to rely on other people, and they don't feel your parents' love towards you. How do they do? Concerns, other people's concern. Then so you selfish. Once you become selfish, you lose love towards other people, yeah? That's why we don't have that much love. Since we don't have love, how are we going to have compassion? How can we have bodhicitta mind? That's why we have to think, purpose of practice dhamma. What is the purpose of practice dhamma? You just want to relax? Just sit down and relax, then go to coffee shop and movie somewhere, star bar, and on the Disneyland, wherever, you know, you can go, just relax. It's not for just relax. We have to have purpose to practice Dhamma. That is the really important and... substantial cause, yeah, substantial. Yeah. That's Jessica.
But I thought my understanding of M
The clear light is the substantial cause of Dhammakaya.
Yeah, usually it is understanding of now we have to attain enlightenment separate, yeah? Actually, bodhicitta is part of method. Part of method, yeah? Yeah, part of method, and understanding of emptiness is the wisdom, part of wisdom. Part of wisdom is caused to the, what do you say, Mazo Yeshichuku. Yeshichuku is a wisdom.
Wisdom kaya smachin to the room.
La wisdom kayas.
Wisdom kaya, long jana kaya laura.
Yeah, wisdom kayas. Cause of wisdom kayas. Then bodhicitta, those are kind of part of accumulated merits, are part of the rupa kaya. Cause of form, yeah, form kaya. So here we're talking about cause of Bodhi Buddha, yeah? He was talking of Buddha. Buddha is like kind of most Fonkaya. Yeah, that's why here, even you see like in Chandakiti, there is a verse, yeah? There's really, yeah, is that's why we're talking of. If you separate then from Kaya and then Wisdom Kaya, then you can think about that, yeah? So. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. No Dhammakaya, no Rupakaya. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, usually once you have this without and wisdom, yeah? Without method and wisdom go together, then wisdom, reason of wisdom is Dhammakaya, then the reason of method is Rupakaya. Yeah, they will, yeah. It's kind of similar. They will come, yeah. Together, yeah. So anyway, here, yeah, you will be like object of refuge or prostration, and you will be object of friend of people. Always when you see people, they feel energy, like how nice person, yeah. Everybody say like, yeah, when they go out, oh, how is this nice person? He's really nice. He really help other people. They always give compliments towards you, yeah. If you're nice towards other people, that's the first we practice. Nice to other people very sincerely. That is the best practice Dhamma. But of course, we have to accumulate lots of merits to from fiscal. We have really not only enough physical practice. Is whether meaningful or not meaningful depends your motivation of bodhicitta mind, yeah? But we really have to have love. Practice this. Once we don't have, then you look back. Since I mentioned that, since we practice, since I become monk, look back how I change, what kind of reason I have since practice. Is reason of practice doesn't mean I memorize, okay, this is not reason of practice Dhamma. Reason of practice Dhamma is not, is something reason in the change, inside change. Once you don't have reason, nothing change inside, means you don't have practice Dhamma. Yeah? Even change means, it doesn't mean you totally change your mind. Maybe you have more love since you have practiced Dhamma. You have more compassion towards other people since you practiced Dhamma. Yeah? You have to have something, reason or sign something inside. Then you will be appreciate yourself to practice Dhamma. Once you don't have it, you lost. Look back. Yeah, that's really important, yeah. Don't lose yourself. Go right away, okay? Okay. That's why I mentioned that people, that's why even we die, yeah? We die before, it's like, I'm sorry that I'm unrespecting, if we're talking about die, everybody's going to die. We are talking about impermanent, yeah? When you die and you meditate on bodhicitta mind with dye, then I think it's really completely, absolutely, you're going to rebirth in human reality. I can decide. If you die with meditation, bodhicitta mind. Yeah? Actually, our ultimate goal is attain enlightenment, but at least we want to rebirth human life, Nez, yeah? Nez, you want to rebirth in human realm, yeah? That's why, before you die with meditation, bodhicitta mind, we have to have practice. We have to become habituate to use it. Yeah? It's not only talking, habituate, start from base. Yeah? When we die with, I just mentioned that one story, yeah? Who always doing cure? He died with angry and then he rebirth in Lorient. We practice long time, spend lots of time, spend money, spend your physical, everything, money, everything. When you die with angry something, then rebirth in Lorient, then you lost everything. It's really upset. It's really upset. I don't care. You become you old student or long student, you know? Yeah, that's the... verse 10, yeah? Verse 10 is Senjitsi namba chota mazan lundu lani jayegu rinjee netam meba jive na chanchu senshi shawa raden sun. So, in English, so, verse 10, upon taking this impure form, it transmutes it into the priceless image of gem of Jinaya, so firmly holds to the quicksilver elixir called the spirit of awakening, which must be utterly transmuted. Yeah. So, it's world. Yeah, world. WORTH, worth, yeah? Worth of bodhicitta mind is like when you gold. Ngazu senjis galo, senjis ina ba chuta bo sede. Ngazu ki chala set namba ina. If you polish gold with iron, yeah? It's kind of change like, kind of iron to change like gold. How to say?
See, thank you, alchemy. It's alchemy.
Yeah, you alchemy polish with iron, yeah? It will iron transform to the gold? Make gold, yeah? It's gold's price. So same as since you have bodhicitta mind, our Mzang Lu is like contaminated body. Will become the, it's like Buddha body, it's pure body. Yeah? Even, yeah, of course, if you think about that, it's very seriously like, maybe think about like kind of pilgrimage place. Maybe it's good for you, yeah? Example, like Buddha place, like Saranath, or those old places, yeah? Even Buddha, there's Rizen la kalor nimala.
Oh.
Sanjay Rizen.
Relax.
Yeah, relax. Yeah. Once you have bodhicitta mind, even your legs, those all, or even your flesh, even your bone will become precious. Ultimately become precious, yeah? Because even where you live, house, it will become precious. Like you see Buddha, why people spend lots of money to go there? That means Buddha lived there, his bodhisattva attained enlightenment. Yeah? Then some like, okay, everybody okay want to see Buddha relics. Nobody collect us relics after we born, then finish. Nobody looking for our relics. Nobody going looking for our relics, yeah? They burn, yeah? But they keep using Buddha relics, put there offer. But Buddha body is not bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is inside. His inner quality. Since he has bodhicitta mind, then his everything become precious, special. How amazing. No, no, this like physical is not bodhicitta, no. No, no, no.
Okay.
It's form, you know. Usually, if the form cannot be conscious, like it's like this is a kind of. If you think really seriously, like me, I cannot say Buddha body is the consciousness, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's is a kind of our how we treat.
I know the Buddha is my hand, the Buddha always achieved mind. He's on that. His body is also is conscious. I just like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, since you have bodhicitta mind, your everything, even your house where you live, your body, everything will become special. Yeah, yeah. Like easy, like Buddha. Then, if we just like okay, if you reach inside, you know you have good inner quality like such a bodhicitta mind, compassion. Of course, it's automatically you become popular, famous, special person. And then like, even money you reach, yeah? Yeah, positive energy. You give positive energy to other people. Then you, everything, even your like, everything become the object of refuge, other people. Yeah? So, that's why, so if money, it's kind of by physical actions, qualities, is doesn't make like, okay, even you are like prince or whatever, even you have lots of millionaire, yeah? You cannot make happy all people, even you are not happy. But you cannot make happy other people. Nobody going to see this is a, but somebody, they follow the name, is kind of popular just for the fun, they go tourists, you know. But actually, once you become really, once you have bodhicitta mind, then you, I mentioned that the rallies or those everything, even Buddha's bone, they collect and they put for the object of, keep for the object of refuge, yeah. So, for the remind Buddha, why we keep special, yeah. Everything becomes special. So that's why bodhicitta mind is very important. If you think seriously, very, very, even we are really lucky to share bodhicitta mind and lucky to listen bodhicitta mind very seriously, you accumulate a lot of merit. If you listen bodhicitta mind teaching with very good motivation, you accumulate lots of merit. Then you do maybe Sakkamambale Stupa or do prostration 100, is more merit. Then you listen with motivation, listen with meditation. That is the, so it's really important. First we practice bodhicitta, whatever, we have to really know qualities. Since you qualities, then it will make you interested to learn, to study, you know. Since we are not interested, we are not interested in, then we don't learn. Yeah, because we don't see qualities, we don't see beneficial advantage of learning. Yeah, that's important. Okay, then diba shen de mizi chena ya pala ten de jiba chen botar kan la ten de yuji donje wa de la pa chen na ji chi mi tens
la bi rum she
la o ni ma la
tan de te ta
디 세계 죽질 레벨 여러분이
어 아니 주저 군저
군저 어 죽질 레스로 저는 나는 여러분이 조금 맞고 넘어와
어 라서 라서
죽질 레스로
CB 눈에 자다 눈 던져서로
됐어서 나 단데 저의 대변지 붙으면 저의 대변지 붙으면 돼요
오케이 저의 대변지 붙으면 리바용서 단어 진심외 저의 내다 대원 되바나 렌진 장주 생리 템보 줌스 오케이 now here in English, verse 11. 니마라 베지 드유는 니마라 들어오네 야자 니마라.
좀제 잘 잘하는 게 아무도 없지 나는 믿어.
The world soul leaders, whose minds are phantomless, have well examined its great value. You who are inclined to escape from the states of mundane existence. Hold fast to the jewel of the spirit of awakening. Yeah? Verse 7. So, actually, there are some example. Member to the GUP. Member to the GUP means.
Example of supreme positions.
Yeah, supreme positions. Something like kind of lower things become trans. From to superior. Member to the GUP, commas. Nimala.
Example of someone who is being a supreme physician or doctor.
Yeah, this verse 10. I just mentioned, yeah. Now, verse 11 is Niekashi Rentan GUP. Nikashi Rentan Chipe. I just read, yeah. Nikashi Rentan Chipe means it's very difficult to find and it's very, very. The Rentan Chipe was a color, Nikai. Very.
Valuable.
Yeah, very valuable.
Value, the great value.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Rare to find, rare to generate, and very valuable. Yeah. Chapter 10. So, Joy Tibun Chibu Simulu, Libayons, Dana Rinchin Way, Joy Neda Tondivan, Rinchin Shanju, Sandy Timbo Zooms. Tinza, Naransogi, Tinalula, and a pen of Jasogi, Tibung in Alula, Jasu Truly Kebaji, Kondrasum Gentuzo, Ko, Ani, Ta, Jasu Nalula, if I gain the Ko Jasun of Androgi Ubaina, to Keba. 주당 개발지 임바이나 곧 승진도서 강가 아니 곧 주나로 주제 아니 승진도서 삼아 아니 지기 지 지바미비 토니 아니 간다 대당 안에 파주 자주 파루라 아니 게투고로 봤어 뭐 뜨나지기 너 있네다 저한테 반 렌신 장수 생리도 너 승진 강가 아니 지 승진 둥해래야 아니 텐두기 삼아 영이기 너 승진 강가 아니 장수 생리 야부지 좀바이나 장주 생래야 아니 존다 야부지 제바이나 아니 대당은 안에 아니 산제 고방살에 더그리스 니저 산제 고방살에 더발야 아니 녜바드 아니 장주 생 아니 녜바드 존그리스 오드로레스
So it is here just as the captain who operates a ship or the boat can leads all the passengers, the people in the boats, can, you know, reach the shore of the oceans without a fear. So similarly, if someone who engages in the practice of the bodhicitta, and by means of this genuine generation of the bodhicitta, will blissfully, you know, blissfully transcend oneself from this mundane existence to the state of enlightenment. So therefore, to gain this state of enlightenment, one must have this practice of the bodhicitta. The generation bodhicitta is a very important for the gaining the state of enlightenment.
어디지? 아니, the verse 12. Verse 12 아니 겨와진 건 치신신데 레부치네 세반주와니 장주 생기 진신 따바야 레분진베 미세표원 주세데디 아니 레분 미세비 페스.
This is the inexhaustible, the examples of the inexhaustible, the fruitions, inexhaustible fruits.
In English, verse 12, just as planting trees decays upon losing its fruit, so does every other virtue when, yeah? But the tree of the spirit of awakening perpetually bears fruit, does not decay, and only flourishes. Yeah? Flourishes.
No.
So, yeah, it means one, like, example, like a banana tree. Yeah? Banana tree, once it has fruit, after pick up fruits, then there's no more fruit. Its fruit will die. Yeah? No more fruit. Since we have bodhicitta mind, so your result of practice bodhicitta mind, fruit of practice bodhicitta mind, all increase. Yeah? Result of practice bodhicitta mind will increase and not disappear. It's like jasog nanglo le chiti nangji.
Just like a drop of water, you know, drop of water, you know, dropping into the oceans.
Inza jasog nanglo chiti de ko jaso masi ba de ko chiti de sig marwas. Ti inza changchu sen gi la ten ne chung i geza de changchu sen masi ba de ani go geza de zawani ni se ayo mares.
Just like that, just as the drop of water in the ocean will not dry until the ocean is dried. Similarly, the root of virtue that you have accumulated by means of generating bodhicitta, by means of practicing bodhicitta, will never dry.
Yeah. Actually, the Matsuki, that Chanchu, same day. Solan chungune, Chanchu send the man yayoris. In his solan kijitam chungune. That solan chungune, dinia, tania, dotsadi zambalea, and mantos on dotsadi, Chanchu send a yayomaris. Chanchu send the yobaina, that the nino wall, Chanchu send the layer, Moba Chanchu send the Juba Chanchu sends Nishigur. Chanchu send Yoshinchi layer, Maransuki gets a Kasisaba in a Niku in a non dogi in a degi in a Karachegi in a Telatinichu gets a de Koranjigia. Ani ngo konfe de ko rangshin dro de go res. Ko kezi nga ko changchu sen yu shen chi la ko mizegi ko changchu sen la nyamne chi de mizegi ka ka se ko ke ma ko rangshin gi ti shu la ya. Konfe dro go res.
Bas. And on the day of kaza changchu sen nyam ya de chonam chungo ma de chonga ding ya nyang go ma ro bi
kan de. Chonga ding ne nyang go ze ma re pe ji zo.
Las. Tadi ya se u ma lo ma de. So here it is, although that you may have generated a genuine bodhicitta, but there's also a sudden state where your bodhicitta will decline or it may degenerate. Once you have transcended from the accumulation of the middling part of accumulations, then this will your generation of bodhicitta will never you will never decline. There's a possibility of declining your bodhicitta, generation bodhicitta, when you're on the path of accumulation, the first, which is the small path of accumulations. There is a possibility of degenerating. But once you are transcend from that particular path and get to the path of the middling accumulation of the path of accumulations, then this will never get declined. So therefore, once you have you have generated in Bodhicitta, and whatever that you may do, and your actions, such whether you are walking, or whether you are sleeping, or whether you are eating, and so on and so forth, everything that your all the activities that you have conducting will be the virtuous, and not only it become a virtuous, but it flourish furthermore, infinitely.
Okay, then verse 13. Dibashin de mizi chenaya palatin in jibachin boda kanlatin yuji donjowa tela bajin namji chimi dance. Then the pay the carcelo to somebody jibachin bullet chubby pay.
So this is an example of protecting from a great fear.
So here in English, verse 13, yeah. Owing to its protection as due to the protection of powerful men, even after committing horrendous vices, one immediately overcome great fears. Why do ignorance beings not seek refuge in it? Yeah, so since we have bodhicitta mind, so sometimes when we have fear, sometimes we have like, okay, somebody see, like I see ghosts or something, I have problem with this one, that one, like lots of problem, yeah? So which one cannot protect by like Buddha or deity? So I mentioned that since you have really bodhicitta mind, it's very difficult to protect by deity and Buddha, yeah? So since you have bodhicitta mind, then deity really close to you and can protect you. So that's in Buddhism, we say that everything you have to do by yourself, but Buddha cannot protect you from suffering. That's we recite like, Buddha cannot protect by you from suffering in samsara, take out by his hand. Buddha cannot wash you all kind of suffering and miseries by washing his hand. Yeah. So Buddha cannot transcend, yeah, his qualities to you, but you have to do yourself. That means once you have bodhicitta mind, you can protect yourself. Even you have like kind of fear of ghosts in your house. Yeah? Once you have bodhicitta mind, you meditate on compassion to them. You're not going to scare. You feel mercy, yeah? Mercy, compassion to. Then wish them, yeah, become Buddha and rebirth in human realm. Yeah? Sometimes even like in between your family, wife and husband, fear or like kind of like, what do we say, kind of sometimes they kind of reluctant to talk each other, yeah? Talk each other when you have problem. Once you do go back and bodhicitta mind, meditate on bodhicitta mind, then we will make up. You're not going to problem within your family. Yeah? Sometimes you have like kind of problem, some other people, whatever, you know. You meditate on bodhicitta mind, it will make up. It will help you to calm down. Yeah, that's why, that means you protect from the fear or problem by bodhicitta mind. That's why bodhicitta mind is really powerful. Is if you think really seriously, it's really essential to practice Dharma. Then you think that, oh, I really have to practice bodhicitta mind. I really have to practice it. Sometimes you hear in the class when teacher talk, or he's talking about to me, he's not talking about some other people, you know. He asked me to practice bodhicitta mind. He remind me how much did I practice bodhicitta mind. That's you have to think about that. It's not only you understand, it's not only you read, it's not only transmission, yeah? Yeah, I remind you how much you, huh? Actually, if you really think about like purify, like okay, I have like maybe problem sick, yeah. Maybe like small example, like I have gastric problem, always a problem. That's what I think. Okay, I really accumulate bad karma in previous life. I always a problem with my stomach. Sometimes, yeah. This one we, but it sometimes helpful. Eating medicine, yeah? Sometimes you really think about opening most kind of stomach problem once you have problem with food, and that's problem you make by your mind, like make bigger. Because you care yourself, self-cherish. I have problem, I have blah, blah, blah. Everything put negative, positive, everything put in your mind. Then your sick make bigger. If you don't think about yourself, think about other people, open your mind, then it will reduce your sick. You will not get sick, yeah? Like even you say like there's a, when His Holiness, when He was in the, we mentioned that, yeah? Everybody knew that, when in Kalachaka, He has kind of gallbladder, He's very sick, and then He saw one person on the street, like sick person, poor Indian beggar, yeah? He doesn't have like kind of clothes anything, and His Holiness think about, oh, he's sick, and then he doesn't have any support, he doesn't have any assistance, nobody help him to take care. I have assistance, I have money to go to hospital. Think about those, then open his mind, and his disease is gone. But we say everything come from previous, yeah, karma, but. Sometimes, you know, yeah, that's once your body is the mind, then it's a purifier, yeah?
Once you have the spiritual explanation, once you have your body, see the mind, stop karma. How can?
Yeah, you can, yeah, karma, result, you can reduce.
But as far as the seeds of the karma, what happened to you? Is bodhicitta?
Yeah, bodhicitta can purify, really. Yeah, seeds, yeah, seeds. Yeah. That means like seeds, like me, I have kind of sick, yeah? Sick problem. It's kind of result of previous seeds of seeds, yeah? It's result of previous life. Once you eliminate kind of result, then, but the root of seed is very difficult to purify by only bodhicitta mind. You have to have wisdom, antidote. Root of, that's why here we're talking about like kind of bodhicitta mind, and then we're talking about self-cherish. Self-cherish, once we practice bodhicitta mind, we have to have eliminate self-cherish. Self-cherish causes us to suckle in samsara. Yeah? Self-cherish is root of seeds. Root of seeds, yeah? Once you eliminate reason, then part of seeds will go, but root of seeds is very difficult to eliminate, purify by bodhicitta mind, yeah? So, yeah, emptiness. That's why here talking about you, when you attain enlightenment, you have the method and wisdom, that's, yeah? There's a, because there's one story from Geshe Nyima. We call him Bodhisattva. I really can't remember this Indian monk. Or actually, he is layman, and after he became monk. So he asked Geshe Nyima, "How do you achieve goal of shamatha and vipassana? Yeah? Meditate on shamatha. How you achieve?" Then Geshe Nyima said, "You have to really accumulate merit. Of course, accumulate with merit with bodhicitta mind, yeah? It's not, you have to really accumulate merit with bodhicitta mind. Since you have that accumulated merit, bodhicitta mind, then it merit will help you to generate shamatha very easily. It's like pump up. Because we cannot, even we do meditation, whatever, we cannot achieve anything because we don't have bodhicitta mind. Yeah? It's not easily achieved. Since you have bodhicitta very achieved very easily, but once we don't have bodhicitta mind, maybe take maybe long time. Even like non-Buddhists, they achieve like shamatha, yeah? Once you achieve shamatha, it's not enough only meditation. They have step, shamatha. Shamatha step, they like, okay, abandon their kind of desire, attachment, all those things. They have step like we say, ninth stage or path of meditation, yeah? Is they say like, before you achieve shamatha, they kind of stage of talking about like, nyedu, something nyedu, something nguji singi. Tendegi ani kanda, jidebi lanla teni, jidebi nyumo ponzi, o dushi yung resi inza, something nyedu singi de gongo resi. Nyedu de la yang, ani nyedu good dushi inza, mamu shi ayur da de.
So there are the stages of practice of shamatha, or the concentrations, you know, from one step to another, you know, actual preparation of engaging in shamatha, and then actual engagement of the practice of shamatha, and so forth. So there are many stages that one need to pass through in to be able to, you know, reach to the culmination of the actual shamatha.
Oh, did you? That's another did you? That's on verse 14. So that's another. Then the then the duty mission, DJ na kiji chigi neba se bashi. Then the payment badu meba da changan lada debe. Then yah pesh neba chigi do. The verse na lola ya ani deba se mebe pesh. Sidang yi dharan di tuyanda dodo kasana pe na chanchu sende rangyo la yobayi na pe diba tse chenbo, pe tsab chenbo dinde pe na ngaranzu chao ngama la ya ani lengi bi diba mambuji sasha yobayi na ya dinde ki lengi bi debu nyua ngibi ani ta kanda debu nyua ngibi dinde ki lengi diba de jam tugu yobayi na ani debu nyua mangibi lengi diba de अनि जाम तुबो काले रेस दा गन अनि दिपन जाम तु रेस एदे अता गन छिमि पेस एदे दम दशे वर
सो देन दिस वर्स इज एग्जांपल ऑफ द इन्फिनिट इन्फिनिट ऑफ नेगेटिव डीड्स दिपो छिमि पे व्हिच इज अ एग्जांपल ऑफ द इन्फिनिट नेगेटिव डीड्स सो बाय मींस ऑफ of attaining bodhicitta, you will be able to pacify or to purify even the great negative deeds or the great negative karma that you have accumulated in your past life. And even the particular karma that you have accumulated, and it is actually definite to give rise to its fruition can be you know pacified or purified by means of engaging in the practice of the bodhicitta. And then suddenly there are some karmas that its fruition is not definite or can be overcome by a product of cultivating bodhicitta.
Oh, the day pain part of me about the Changan Lodan debut, no jan si is it that the verse di nalulaya, verse juicing nalulaya, and a pain dolet name is sus. That's how you say pain de that anindo, anichi dumbukubin dolazovan, and dot the mambo nalulaya. That's how you say this thing, 아니 pēngyō kāchī zī yōpa, tsāwā chēngbō kāchī zī yīmba, tā jirā ngāzhūn tī kōnglā shē sō, o tō nāng shēngi, tā pēngyō chēngbō rē dō, tī yīnzāng, anī tā kāntā shāngchū shēngi, pēngyō o tō shēngi shī wō rē sī, pēngyō chēngbō yō tō.
So this chapter, I mean this particular verse deals with the benefits of the bodhicitta and how precious the bodhicitta is. And so there are detailed descriptions of the benefits and the preciousness of the bodhicitta could be found in many different sutras.
Okay, verse 14 in English. Like the conflagration at the time of the destruction of the universe, it consumes great vices in an instant. The wise Lord Maitreya taught its incalculable benefits to Sudana. Yeah? Incalculable benefit. That's why it's a very incalculable benefit. It's all benefits we mentioned that, yeah? How benefits to practice bodhicitta mind. So now you think about that, you make of yourself, your mind. So if we practice Dhamma, what should we have to do? That's what you have to think. Yeah? So, example like, if I go to school, it's not just go to school, yeah? I have to prepare. What should I do? So it's no going to do like just homework or just go there just for the fun. So I mean like your practice Dhamma, don't practice Dhamma like I go to school. No purpose. Yeah, so anyway, but you think about that, okay, what should I do, okay, since I practice, really? That's what you have to do. Purpose of practice Dhamma, you know, what should I do? Which way is the best to practice Dhamma? Which way is the best to practice? Is the way of the practice Dhamma just reside, or is it you have to have bodhicitta mind or not? Without bodhicitta mind, if you practice Dhamma, will be meaningful or not? You think about that really seriously. Yeah? Then, okay, without bodhicitta mind, so my practice Dhamma is not, it won't be meaningful, then what should I do? Okay, I really have to practice bodhicitta mind. Okay, now I don't have bodhicitta mind. Before practice bodhicitta mind, what should I do? Yeah? Where's bodhicitta mind come from? What kind of method do I have to generate bodhicitta mind? So, that's why at least, okay, I become Buddhism, I don't have bodhicitta mind. Okay, since I became Buddhism, I don't have bodhicitta mind. Then you think that at least I really have to generate something. I have to really have something, inner quality. Inner quality, yeah? Put on. Yeah, since you don't have, sorry about that. I mentioned that you have to practice everything with bodhicitta mind, combined with bodhicitta mind, with motivation of bodhicitta mind. Okay, that's why once whatever we practice, we have to have bodhicitta mind, yeah? So if we really have to have bodhicitta mind, then how do we generate bodhicitta mind? You have to think about that. How do we generate bodhicitta mind? Where is bodhicitta come from? If we practice bodhicitta mind, we have to practice love and compassion, yeah? As I mentioned, since we don't have love and compassion, then our practice will be is like a little bit surface. Yeah. Yeah, actually, we are lucky. We are lucky to, that's why we say we have precious life. And then we have like a precious life, we have precious life with eight leisures and 10 rights. Yeah, endowments. Yeah, so we meet with the teacher. Yeah, we have chance to listen teaching. But we listen teaching is not enough. That's mentioned listen with bodhicitta mind. That's need bodhicitta, yeah. So, what time is now? Yeah, 5:30 is early, yeah. So, 5:30 finish, yeah? I thought about it.
你也差不多了。老人家。差不多了。差不多了。那但在北京刚你去三站学这种技能的。
Yeah, so you have some questions, some idea about really, I always think myself. Okay, I became monk long time. Study, memorize a lot of things, but don't bodhicitta mind. Then I always think that, oh, really, I have to practice bodhicitta to do something. Always think about that. If I don't have any kind of sign, something, or I did something, or like kind of sign that, so then it's like kind of empty, nothing. I didn't do anything, just. It doesn't mean you just recite lots of did retreat. Is, but of course we did more than lots of many years retreat. Like, of course we did lots of prostration, like 2 months, like very continuously. But I don't feel that there's some days we don't feel that was this. Nothing sign that you change yourself, something, result of practice. But we think that we did a lot, yeah? But sometimes it's really, that's why you have to encourage yourself, and I really want to do something. Yeah. Okay, now here, That's all. No, I mean, I really don't have. Sometimes we say we, yeah. It's on respect. Somebody have. No, no, I don't think so. No, but some, because we don't say like we, like, I means like, yeah, because, yes, some of really we like, if we say, ngaso namde gi nanglo la ya, dacha tumba khorang gi ndo gi nanglo la ya, Ani ngada ngada we kansa ki tsuzun, kansa kansa tsu muzun se de. Ani mulaya chi katanya da mulaya chi mundus layo maris. Ti inzan, ngaran su tatan dig nalo laya ko chanchu senpa kazi zi yomi ngazu latu maris. Ti inzan, tapena tasan da wo cha jaba na ko tasa ti nalo laya ko chanchu senpa dure chanchu senpa dure maris nge lota chu mara. Ina ngada ngada wagi. Ngada ngada wagi. Tata choran su ina ya, Di nalo le ya nge chorong su mambi che ma re yin ya chi changchi senpa yin nge yo jiri ane ngada ngada wa changchi senpa me nge yo jiri is. Yin zang nge ngarang le bento u xia chi nyong to ne du sin xie go re di yin zang nyong to ne xie go re is. Yin ya di yin zang chasa lan da wa yin na changchi senpa da ngu yin nesan da wa chumba yin na nga so ki pe na gishi nima la dang ane ngoma yin na gen lam ren dang ane taka nangshin ki chi ki Tadi ki chala ya ngune tano ki chanchu sema nangshin ki pe chaba khaan de ores. Ta tazo ki chanchu sema nyane chego ores la du samba le. Ta maanchay ngune tano ki chegaan uto ne, ta ngune tano chege yoba ta sevu shio jiris. Ra, ta njogaan uto ne kazi chege yoyimi, 都说是这个这个 secret 啊，说是刚把脑轮进的，说是结果，结果不多年我那当那个都是刚结个月吧，抢救生过来，结果不多年娘的结个月吧的，好像也受不了。
So, so in the pramana, the text called pramana, you will find a citation from the sutra by Buddha, the Buddha's the sutra.Where it stated that we cannot make a blind judgment towards others. We cannot really, you know, decide whether or not the person, the individual is not a noble being or the bodhisattvas and so forth. So what it, therefore one must be very careful with one's conduct.Towards other individuals. So what it really entails here is we should not really make a judgment towards anyone because we do not know who is, you know, who is actually bodhisattva and who is not. So particularly when in the monastery,We cannot say we cannot really make a judgment regarding any of the practitioners, whether they are bodhisattvas or not. So, because there are many who are bodhisattvas, who were bodhisattvas, just like Geshe Nyima and also like Gen Lamrim and so forth. So they are all, you know, we are without a shadow of doubt, they are,the great bodhisattvas. But then there are many other practitioners who are actually engaging in the practice of the bodhicitta. Particularly that we know that there are many who are actually engaging in the practice of the bodhicitta, you know, by applying the true application of the analytical meditations. But I cannot really say how many of them are actually engaging inthe single-pointed meditation on the bodhicitta, so which is very exclusive quality of the individuals. But one thing that I can really say is there are many who are engaging in the application of the meditation on this bodhicitta analytically. So what I'm saying here is like,I can say that, you know, just like myself, there are also some who are not a bodhisattvas, who have not actually attained bodhicitta. By taking myself as an example, who is not possessing bodhicitta, I can say that just like myself, there are some who are not bodhisattvas.
Yes, so here we say like, I'll say like, without bodhicitta mind, it will be superficial, like, so...It means we have to have knowledge about bodhicitta mind, yeah? If you don't know about bodhicitta, how are you going to meditate? Yeah? So, I always hear sometimes give example, we like, it include me, okay, not only all of you, so, yeah. So, like me, is, you know that my behavior, I don't have bodhicitta mind, because I show you in front of people.Sometimes it's inner signs. Inner qualities signs show see by your behavior. We know that how you concern other people, how you have some sincerity, compassion, sometimes it show off, yeah? You can see through by behavior. So that's why.Yeah, sometimes, but it's this everything, yeah. Main point I mentioned that here, bodhicitta mind. Okay, have to have, essential. So, now here chapter 15, talking about there are two types of bodhicitta mind, yeah? Or verse 15, sorry, verse 15. 장주생등도두나남바니즈시자디장주멘비생당니장주주바니노스 Then, in English,In brief, the spirit of awakening is known to be of two kinds, the spirit of aspiring for awakening and the spirit of venturing towards awakening. Actually, bodhicitta, the definition of bodhicitta is really complicated if you go a long way. The main point bodhicitta means for attain enlightenment for sentient beings. That is the bodhicitta, yeah? It's like, so if you go detail, it's a little bit complicated. Bodhicitta men chida dwa sumjin tamji gi tendu la na mebi zubi changju tendu lo de la ya changju sens this should summarize definitely
it is kind of abbreviate definition of bodhicitta here is to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. Complete state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings is the abbreviated form of the definition of bodhicitta.
Dinza, Tanganosa, Dabadananda, Sunjushinanda, Anji Mundulaya, and Namjason Gardangre, Dwasunjan Tanji, and the Lana maybe Zubi Janju Kovan Togundu. Anilana maybe Zubishanju Koma Matan that Togundu, Dinza Togundu, Dinza Sunja Tanji, the Lana maybe Zubishanju Koma Tana Chimarun Sansakita Kanda, Matu Namju Kadina, the Negitone, Sunju Nindu in a Karinea, Anikadu in a Negitan as a Dustini, Chanju Saint Jiwara.
Yes, sir.
Dinza Dakanda Tini says, Sunja Tanji, the Lana maybe Zubishanju Koma Tau said.
So this is the kind of, the spirit or the motivations that one need to cultivate it, whether one is engaging in the practice of reciting, you know, sadhanas or chantings, or one is receiving the teachings of the Dharma. We need to have this kind of you know, spirits within us, which is to gain the complete state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. How wonderful it would be if all beings be able to gain the state of enlightenment and so forth. So this is the a very important spirit that one need to be cultivated within us right from the beginning.
Satambo, any Tolan Pachimono Toba, Denizunde, any Chanju same delaya, Tonan Chanju same, said Midabaris. Midaba the Karajin Dabaras Ludu Samala, Satambo Toba, Denizunde, any that the Negi Chanju say Jula Dibi Kansa Digi, Zobi Chanju, Zoshan said, Mas Zoshan said, Tig Nelula, Nino Nuba, Toba in the Nina Kolaya. And the Chanchu Sains here, the Midabare, in a Tonton Chanchu Sandy, Chanchu Saint Mone Marie, Chanchu Saint Mone de, Gonzo Chanchu Saint Reason, or Takanda Tenda Dodosina, or Tendaj Rees, Misa Chanchu Saint a Jejiri Gone and Acid, Kanda Dajo Batsanji, and Yawatanejaris.
So, as we talked about, there's two kinds of bodhicitta during our previous teachings about the conventional bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicittas. So there are two kinds of bodhicittas, ultimate and conventional bodhicitta. Without one another, it is not possible for one to gain the state of enlightenment. To gain the state of enlightenment, one need to have both of those bodhicittas within oneself. So then here, these two divisions of the bodhicitta is a etymological divisions. Why this is called etymological division is because the ultimate bodhicitta is not an actual bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta has a name of bodhicitta. It is because once you have reached on the path of seeings, beyond the reaching on the path of by reaching on the path of seeing, once one is actually meditating on the complete state of enlightenment, without any duality, with a free from duality. So therefore, it has a name of bodhicitta, but it is not actual bodhicitta.
对，你到等到小区先生，他刚才学了不差多少的，早上就内陆了，你那那边学了七八千人才的。
So this is, in fact, refers to the wisdom. It is not a method aspect. It is a wisdom aspect, which is very in a form of free from duality, which is free from duality, engaging its object, which is complete state of enlightenment, engaging in that object, free from duality.
他把结巴也那样，讲就是用的差不多的，你是咋理解的？So
then there are a lot of complication. If we go through the detail, there are 21 types of, 22 types of the bodhicittas and so forth. It's a lot.
Yeah, this all you can see in a Prajnaparamita. If you want to see detail in Prajnaparamita, yeah. So I don't want to explain here. So then, 他等你讲就是没有啊。 将就生，也呢，俺们没把将就生的，就把将就生米些的。但那呢，没把将就生的，就把将就生米的。刚才写的，咱第一拿路了，那就把没把将就生的，装掉的装也其他其他些吧的，这些基本都你记，其他东西写不下。So verse 16.
So then here in this particular verses, the verse that we have read earlier is the verse 15. It clearly mentioned about the two kinds of bodhicitta. One is the spirit of aspiring for awakening, and the other one is the spirit of venturing towards awakening. So then, the difference between the two will be followed by verse 16.
Okay, then in English chapter verse 16, yeah, just as one perceives the difference between a person who earns to travel and a traveler, so do the learned recognize the corresponding difference between those two, yeah? So, ane mba changchu ji same silo de zamba le.
Jubashanju's name, Mumbashanju's name, Lodu Zambale, Mumbas Lodu Zambale, Kanda, Aransu, Mulando Jobas, Bena, Pendo Jabaina, Lotta Puji, or Nasani, Lotta Logudu, Samsungi. Ani, Ko Mulam Jabarmado, Yena, Dogudu Samsung, Yitakanda Ko, Javando, Ani Mulando Jabarmado, Ko Lotta and Doyo Besna, Kondoyo Maris.
丁一章讲究，我把讲究三十的，俺那，俺那是人数八千多了呀，俺那娘们钱都给三百要的别是呢，娘们钱都给三百要的，你那娘们钱给三百贴了，娘们钱给要的别是，我是钱给要的是呢，我是钱给要嘛的是。So
what do you mean by the spirit of aspiring for awakening, which is also translated sometimes as a aspiring bodhicitta. So here the aspiring bodhicitta is you are not actually engaging in the conduct of the bodhisattvas, but you are actually aspiring to engage in the conduct of the bodhisattvas. Just like someone who would like to go to, who has an intention to go to school, but who has not actually yet in a joint school, who have not yet gone to school. So similarly, there's the aspiring bodhicitta is
having a keen desire to engaging in the practice of the six perfections, had to gain the spirit of awakening, but yet not yet actually engaged in the perfection practice of the six perfections.
Yeah, it's clear. Right? It's wishing bodhicitta. If you think about that, wishing bodhicitta always accompany with any of practice of any six perfection. Accompany. Wishing? Yeah, wishing bodhicitta accompany with six perfection, but it doesn't accompany with manifestly. That's what we say like in Prajna Paramita book, yeah? Because commitment bodhicitta is manifestly accompanied with the action of practice of six perfection. Wishing bodhicitta accompanied with action of six perfection. Of course, yeah? Because if you think about it, wishing bodhicitta is while the most time of the meditation, like if we think of a path of sin, yeah? Path of sin, yeah? Stage of path of sin. Stage of path of sin has stage of path of sins, bodhicitta mind is commitment bodhicitta mind or wishing bodhicitta mind? Yeah, engaging bodhicitta, yeah. So, tonglong yikob jige da, tonglong pachi mlong yi ju la ya, changchu sen ji yor vas. Tu mumba changchu sen ji chagre ve, juba changchu sen chagre is.
So, the question that I'm asking here is, the individual who is on the path of seeing, who is on the path of, in uninterrupted path of seeing, and who possess bodhicitta, isn't it? So, that, the kind of bodhicitta is possessed by that individual, is it that, wishing bodhicitta or the aspiring bodhicitta, or is it engaging bodhicitta? So this is the question.
What do you think? Yeah, path of sin doesn't have path of sin, stage of path of sin, yeah? Path of sin doesn't have a commitment bodhicitta mind, yeah?
Engaging bodhicitta.
Okay, engaging bodhicitta mind. Doesn't have engaging bodhicitta mind, yeah? Why? Path of sin. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, engaging. Karsana ngazo pena janju sen karsana tonlon ba toni la nyamba je bi kola karsana mumba janju sen yor besne yor yes juba janju sen yo mares karsala du sambale juba janju sen yo ba ina juba janju sen gi nyamne de kola yo gures pena jemba ta wa da tsutun so bala so bi nyamne de ko jula ngus nganga shushu ni yo gures kese ko jula ti nyamne de yo ba ina ko ya ne tomba ni la gom jora gom de la kanla ani tomba ni kanla ceji ni nyoba sha tu ma da
lo
tin zan kola ya kanda same the duality cha no ra
no sala
ka zna ko pa ju chang ju sen la nyam ne ji go ani pa ju jin so pa ju tu nyam ne ji so du so ko yong mu do o tin zan kola ya an de yo ma res
so the actual question answer to this particular question is and those the being who is on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing possess bodhicitta, but aspiring bodhicitta. Okay, it is like a wishing bodhicitta, not an engaging bodhicitta. But because at that moment, it's an individual is actually whose mind is completely on the in the meditation of, you know. In a very deep meditative equipoise emptiness. So who's really being, whose mind is completely free from duality. So therefore, it is not possible for someone to have this, someone who is bodhisattva to have this kind of, engaging bodhicitta, practice of engaging bodhicitta. Because if you have the practice of engaging bodhicitta, then you will be actually engaging in the practice of six perfections, such as perfection of generosity, practice of generosity, practice of morality, and so on and so forth. So therefore, the engaging bodhicitta is not possessed at the moment when the individual is on the uninterrupted path of seeing.
Okay, then.
So you have wishing, bodhicitta, bodhicitta mind in the path of seeing?
Yeah, when the meditation.
So they still have object, subject?
Actually, these bodhicitta, they have bodhicitta mind, but it's like,
it is in a dormant state. The engaging bodhicitta is not vanished, but it is in a dormant state. It is not manifestingly activated. It is just in the dormant manner.
It remains
in the more dormant manner.
That's all.
But such an individual who is on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing, must have bodhicitta. Certainly, they must have bodhicitta. But which one, or which bodhicitta that is possessed by this individual is we cannot really say that he or she has the engaging bodhicitta rather other than the aspiring bodhicitta or the wishing bodhicitta.
Ngasogi karsana namju chidang ye called kam de dan debunda wina ngasogi icha ta pechen sono taba dan debun icha dzu pechen sono taba ra.
So now here the difference, difference in assertions of this bodhicitta, whether the bodhicitta is possessed by the practitioner who is on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing. According to the followers of the Panchen Sonata, which is the Depung Monastery, the Depung Losling monasteries, would say that such individual does not possess bodhicitta. Although it is in the dormant manner, even though the bodhicitta is there in a dormant manner, but it does not possess. That's what they would say. But for us, we are the follower of the Lama Chögyi Gesen. We would say that someone who is on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing does possess bodhicitta. It is not manifestingly, but it is only in a dormant manner. So that's a difference. Different assertions. Based on the different, teachers or the founders.
The karsana, ngasogi karsana, chanchu sen de karsana, teacher to bachi mana vigila, chanchu sen de yore se de kung katur zulo de sambala, lama jizun begi. That wasn't debu palanis yoba, yogu chu marzlora. Long as yoba the kung katur zulo de sambala, kedu tanchi chin begi. Kedu tanchi chin be passing in dewa, nashi nibuji and alolaya. Kansa ti julaya.
So the reason why the followers of the Lama Jitsumba, such as such as the scholars of Ganden, Jiangxi monasteries, would say why there's the individual who is on the path of an uninterrupted path of seeing does possess this bodhicitta. It's because assertion is in accordance with the Kedu Rinpoche's writings, known as Namchi Nyingbujen, as it's an ornament of essence of the Thorough Explanations. And well, in this particular text that Kedu Rinpoche has had made a strong statement of saying that if you have if you possess sudden, awakening or sudden consciousness, this should not be, it doesn't necessarily be that it's manifestingly existent. So therefore, by following that particular, statement, we would say that the bodhicitta that is possessed by the individual who's on the path of uninterrupted path of seeing does possess bodhicitta, but it is in a dormant manner. It is not manifestingly exists, but it is in a dormant manner.
Chidangi kansa tiji longu di chumaji sede, chidangi yang sonu shenpa tangba inna, tiki tonne pina ngasu ki chanchu sem de la ya, ngasu ki sachi shegira, chanchu sem sachi. Sachi she undu sambala ya, taba sasunda mada sasuns, mada sadyansi shingura, taba sasunda mada vi sadyansi lorda, chanchu sem de la, sachi she undu.
So then here, one thing that you will, it will become more clear that if you know this, when we speak about the Bodhisattva Bhumi, there are 10 Bodhisattvas Bhumi, which is divided into two. The three, what we call the pure Bodhisattvas, the Bhumi, pure Bodhisattvas Bhumi, the three pure Bodhisattva Bhumi, and 7 impure Bodhisattva Bhumi. So then, why the 10 Bodhisattvas Bhumis are divided into two, 7 being impure and the 3 being pure? It's again based on whether the bodhisattvas is having this grasping itself of phenomena, manifesting grasping itself of phenomena. So this is the difference is made between difference is made because of whether or not the individual is possessing the manifesting grasping itself of phenomena.
Okay. No, I'll go back here. Okay. No, verse 17, okay? No, we're going to go verse 17. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, we a little bit faster, don't worry. Yeah. We have 17. Yeah, next week I'm going to finish, what is it? This one, what is it?
First chapter.
First chapter I'm going to make finish. And then chapter 2, we're talking about kind of offering those old things. I also go fast. Everybody know how to offer those old things, yeah? 7 limbs or those. Yeah, so. Okay, thank you very much. Nimala, tujiche, nimala.
Last room,
Okay, dedication.
Jabezi 千万两把面包羊公里公的表我也做